This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 11/17/21, show number 341. Well, we're encountering another bout of Whipsaw Wednesday, Nick.
Yes, we are. It's usually the most choppy session of the trading week before options expiration, which is this coming Friday. That will be the 19th of November. Rallies will often fade and sell-offs will usually recover with big bounces. So get ready for a day of chop. That's normally what we see so far this week's action. In the market looks to be a lot of options X related type movement. So again, the institutions, they control the action this week. They take stocks away from the popular strike price that is set to expire on Friday. And that's usually where the retail options trader has his bet placed. So again, it's a game of, whipsaw this week. So just be aware of that.
All right. But on the other hand, gold and silver, all of a sudden their charts have totally turned around, haven't they?
Yeah, the charts have really improved quite a bit. You know, last week we talked about gold potentially getting up to that 1860 level. It's at 1868 now. I love that the fact that it's gone sideways for about six trading days now. It's gone sideways, and I love that. Whenever you can consolidate a resistance point, you're generally looking to go to the next level higher. So we may need to do a little bit more backing and filling. It is still options X. We don't want to get overjoyous here, but I love what the gold futures chart is doing. I like what the GLD is doing. I like what silver is doing. Silver, by the way, triggered an inverse head and shoulders yesterday. The neckline was back tested. I love that. And then today silver's up pretty nicely, trading back above 2520. So I love back tests of necklines, and that's always a good sign that higher price is ahead.
All right. Hey, and so we got some news here about Visa.
Yeah, I just found this to be a bit interesting. Visa's down over 5% on news that Amazon will stop accepting Visa credit cards in the UK next year. That's going to start next year. And it's due to the high transaction fees. So I just think that the power that Amazon holds now is quite remarkable, because, we don't really see many companies getting rid of a company like Visa that, you know, is so widely used around the world. So I just think that this is telling us the power of Amazon. And again, they're going to stop using Visa credit cards in the UK next year. So this is pretty important. We'll see if it starts to turn into more of a trend where other big companies can do it. I don't know if anybody has that kind of power like Amazon does. But MasterCard is also trading down in sympathy. So, you know, Visa and MasterCard have held the torch for a lot of years here as the preferred credit cards. And now we're starting to see a company like Amazon say, no, the transaction fees are too high. You know, I think it's only a matter of time before Amazon comes out with its own card. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I just found it to be a bit interesting, and I thought people would find it pretty interesting to see how this is playing out.
Yeah, well, this could be the start, because if Walmart hops on the bandwagon, and then you get a lot of big box stores, Home Depot, Costco, all piling on, that could really sink the margins of MasterCard and Visa. I was just talking to a gentleman who wrote a book about what's happening with digital currency in China. And basically, when you buy something in China, you're using these networks that just they give you a QR code, so there's no chance of fraud. You use the QR code, there are no transaction costs involved, and they've totally cut the middleman out. And that's what it's important to realize. These MasterCard and Visa are payment networks, and basically they're the middlemen. They just take a piece of every transaction. Maybe those days are coming to an end.
Yeah, that's pretty much the point. And, you know, all things eventually come to an end, but they've had quite a run for quite a while. And we're starting to see now how this is changing. So it'll be interesting to see how Visa and MasterCard adapt. I don't know exactly what they will do, but like you said, they get a transaction fee on every single purchase, and that's quite a business. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, but I am definitely avoiding that sector right now.
Yeah, well, it's such a simple business model, and yet it's very difficult to get rid of them, because you can't be in any kind of retail business, even service businesses, without taking these credit cards. And everybody pays with cards now instead of cash because they want their rewards. It'll be interesting to see if this impacts the whole reward model, where they just take their cut, but we give you a little bit back in terms of mileage, awards, all that type of thing. And maybe that's not going to be enough to lock in their margins where they were. Hey, so Bitcoin, under 60,000 now.
Yeah, Bitcoin coming under a little bit of pressure. And again, this is not unusual. The stock, or I should say the stock, but the crypto play, I don't even know what we call this thing. But it made a big move. It tried to get to that 70,000 level. Again, that was going to be your big overhead resistance. And it just needed to pull back. I still don't find it to be broken yet. I think that this is natural, especially if you look at a bigger time frame chart, say like the weekly chart, where you made a new nominal high, then you came back in. You're just going to need to consolidate on a bigger time scale. Now, with that being said, if Bitcoin starts to lose the 52,000 level, then this thing is in some real trouble. But right now, it's still basically okay, even though it has pulled back a little bit yesterday and today.
All right, so trouble could be ahead for the king of all cryptos. Interesting phenomena to watch, because no one was really expecting this. They expected it to just go to 100, basically. But we know that markets move in fits and starts. They don't just go straight to the sky. And, well, we'll have to see what happens there. In any event, go over to inthemoneystocks.com. You'll see how Nick has beaten the averages for decades and how you can do it too. While you're there, take a look at the Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Your email's always welcome at kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.